Do I look like I'm made of money? It's Home Economics with Craig Simpson on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Yes, hello Craig. I'm here this morning with Craig in the studio. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good.
That's fantastic. We're just talking about travelling. Speaking of travelling, we did get a text in about money and travelling. How do you do it? What's the best way? Cash out, debit card, credit card? What's the best way?
When I travel with my wife, we normally take some cash and stash it separately. So, in the socks and the shoes, keep it apart.
Yeah. Safety reasons.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take a credit card with plenty of money on it.
Yeah.
Some people prefer to take a debit card because that's safer.
But do you get those horrible charges at the ATMs and
you
stuff
do.
Like that?
Yeah.
You do.
And that's one of the things for taking cash. For those little incidentals, you go, you buy a coffee somewhere, just a cheap meal, might be a sandwich. And that's what you use your cash for. My wife has expensive taste, so that's where the credit card comes in. When you go to a country and you buy 14 pairs of shoes.
You might need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. So what about exchanging it? Is it best? I mean, the airport's probably not the best place, is it?
No, I've found, having worked in banking before, I would normally go to a bank, but some of the hole-in-the-wall places, if you're in Auckland, like at St. Luke's, there's a couple of those hole-in-the-wall
just money
currency.
Exchange places.
And they actually gave me better rates than I was getting at the bank.
Wow. Why is that? Is that because the bank take a fee?
They take a margin. So you normally get around 1 to 2 cents difference in your currency exchange rate. And I don't know whether it's just volume or the types of currencies they're dealing in.
Yeah.
But there was just, you don't get the fees and they give you a reasonable exchange rate. So that's another alternative.
So the little holes in the walls in places like malls or just in the city.
You've got to be really careful and do your homework.
Yeah.
And more reputable ones. Mm. It's just looking around and compare it with the banks and see how you go.
Cool. So this morning we're taking all your queries at the moment. So if you've got any economics or finance related queries, text them in to 5395. We do have another one here. It says, are all non-bank loan providers terrible? How can there be so many options if they're all bad? Are they bad? How are they legal?
I wouldn't say all of them are bad. There are some which are less favourable in terms of their rates. The banks certainly have a dominance in that home lending market because they're taking in so much money and they've got so much to lend out. You do pay a little bit more on the interest rate.
Yeah.
The banks will be your main port of call if you've got no issues with getting credit.
Mm.
If you've got issues with getting credit and borrowing, then some people are forced to go to second tier lenders.
Those non-bank lenders often have less of a credit check or none at all?
They'll have a lower credit rating.
Yeah.
They'll still do the same credit checks. Mm. As under the responsible lending, but their rates will reflect their credit risk and their rating. What you'll find is you've just got to shop around like anything.
Mm.
The banks will have, as I said, the dominance in the market, the lowest rates, but there are some good non-bank lenders out there.
Yeah.
And it's just being comfortable with who they are, do your homework, have a look at their lending, all their documents, but don't take the first offer you get. Always negotiate.
Yeah. We've got another query, quite a serious one. It says, at what point should you consider resorting to going bankrupt? I'm nearly 100k deep in unsecured debt and my business cash flow has been reduced by 80% and failed payments are close approaching. How do I approach solving this?
That's a really desperate question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very serious.
Bankruptcy has its own issues with, it may affect travel, it may affect getting credit. You can't set up, you can't be a director of a company for a period of time. It's one of those things that you really need to get good accounting and legal advice on.
Right.
Talk to budget advisory services. They would be my first step.
Because can you, in those cases, consider going to the companies and sorting out different payment plans?
You can.
Yeah.
IRD, I know, will negotiate a payment plan. They would rather have you pay the money to them. And a lot of suppliers, if they've got other cash flow issues, they may not want to negotiate those terms. I think everyone's quite reasonable.
Mm.
We would rather have 50 cents in the dollar paid to us than get nothing.
Yeah.
So I would renegotiate or try and negotiate some of the terms on those payments.
Seek some budgeting advice or some legal advice.
Definitely seek budgeting advice. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. Mm. And if bankruptcy is the best thing for you and that's the advice you get, that's the avenue to take.
Yeah, for sure. Someone else has said, if I shift my KiwiSaver to Simplicity, do you offer different risk/higher investment return options?
We do. Fantastic. So most of the providers will offer you a what we call lower volatility or lower risk, a medium risk and higher risk. Some will have some in between. So it's traditionally called a conservative, then a balanced is your middle of the road, and then a growth or aggressive or high risk. Yeah. Is your more equity shares, more volatility, prices go up and down quite frequently. At Simplicity, we only offer three. We keep it nice and easy, nice and simple to understand, low cost, so it's conservative, balanced, or growth.
So how do you know which one you are going to go into?
It comes down to, I have a little phrase that I use with some people that I talk to. It's, do you want to sleep well or eat well? Those that want to sleep well at night will tend to go to the more conservative type strategies, less volatility. Those that want to eat well and want to grow their capital as fast as they can will go to growth.
Yeah.
And we'll see some people just go to growth because that's where the returns have been.
Yeah.
So if you're getting 11% per annum for the last year versus 5, why would I not take the 11? But that comes with a lot more risk.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of that.
Someone has texted in regards to the question about non-bank lending companies. They've said, the lending crowd are really good, low interest rates and nice and simple to use. My car loan is through them at less than half the ASB, etc. rate.
That ASB rate will be an unsecured lending rate.
Oh, okay.
Versus...
So what's the difference there?
I'm not familiar with lending crowd per se, but it sounds like it's a peer-to-peer lending. So you and I may come to an agreement that you may borrow money off me directly at a given interest rate that I'm happy with.
Yeah.
And that is likely to be substantially less than at a bank.
Yeah.
Because I'm prepared to take on the risk and get a lower return.
Yeah.
Peer-to-peer lending is one way of looking at it. It's reasonably new in New Zealand, been going 3 or 4 years. It does carry its own risks in terms of you're dealing with individuals and you don't know what their credit risk is. You've got no way of really assessing that.
Yeah.
So, it has its own risks, but it is another avenue for borrowing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. Well, that's all the queries that we've had in for this morning. So thank you very much for coming up and chatting to us, Craig.
Most welcome.
And we'll see you in a few weeks' time.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's lowest cost KiwiSaver plan. It takes 2 minutes to switch online.